Right, listen up. Well, now it's a big game today. There's three ways we're going to beat this team.
Me, we've had some technical difficulties going on in the studio production wise, so just give me a quick shout out if you can hear us out there. But let's get into the nitty-gritty of what we came to talk about tonight, because tonight is Soulful Sunday. We have a lineup of things going on. Of course, you know, I got my co-host in the building. We have a special guest coming in tonight, Mr. Joshua Mosley. I am so happy to present him to you guys tonight. But I started with that song in particular on purpose because I wanted to make sure that what was most important for people to understand is no matter what you go through in your life, no matter what situations come your way, it doesn't matter what you do. In that moment of frustration, in that moment of triumph, when life happens, the very first thing that we often do is hold our breath. We go into a moment of tribulation and we say, oh shit, oh fuck, and panic happens. And I know people are like, oh my God, he just played Christian music and he's cussing. Half of y'all cuss before y'all get out the church. Some of y'all sitting in church cussing at your kids from the pew or from the choir stand, telling them, don't sit your motherfucking ass. So don't come for me right now, because this is not one of those moments. It's one of those moments where some people this week had the most challenging week that they've ever had in their life. If they didn't, I did. Mercury retrograde showed back up, and it attempted to punch me in the face. But then I had to remember who I was. I had to remember who I am. I had to remember what I'm capable of accomplishing and those around me, what they're capable of accomplishing. And that's when the boss in me stood back up and said, we got stuff to do and we got things to get to. So tonight we're going to have a very interesting and a very eclectic show tonight. So if you like different, if you like not doing things that everybody else likes to do, this show tonight is going to be the show for you. The interview that we're going to have at 10 o'clock, the young man that I'm going to interview tonight, is definitely a great young man that you should get to know. It's a great young man that you should get to hear. It's a great young man that you should emulate some things from his life. Nobody's perfect. The saddest part about our lives is everyone's walking around acting as if they're perfect, acting as if they got it all together, acting as if they just, you know, secured $1 million, acting if they just purchased the perfect house, acting as if they went and bought a brand new yacht, acting as if they got all the ice, acting as if they got the Bugatti. And at the end of the day, none of that stuff matters. What about your soul?
What about your relationship with people? What about your heart?
What about your brotherly and sisterly duties? What about the sacrifice for your children? What about those things? In the midst of greatness, who are you?
All right, y'all. Y'all know I'm not alone in this. So hopefully, you know, it's Sunday and he shouldn't be at work. So we're going to bring in D. Hopefully this dude ain't stuck all the way in the background with all the noise, because y'all know how he like to do. He like to have all the noise in the background, kids barking.
Shut your bitch ass up. See, look, I was just in my, you know, man, I got real spiritual real quick. You know what I'm saying? That was one of my favorite songs you played.
Listen,
what?
D, real talk, though, before we go into the dialogue of ignorant shit that we're going to get into later. You cannot tell me, when you hear that song and you hear Tamla Mann's voice, you automatically just go into praise and worship by yourself. It don't even matter.
Not even hers. It's her husband.
Yeah, David go in too.
David, but, man, killed that track. Right?
Listen, but I tell people, you can't, that's why when people said, when they made their little R&B CD, and I say R&B little, not to be disrespectful, because they are a great couple and a great talented family. But
right.
I'm sorry. I'm not fucking to David and Tamla Mann's voice.
Well, no, he ain't supposed to either.
My wife said she could. I can't. I'm sorry. I and I know this is
something,
a topic
something
that's
going
old
on in
and I'm coming back. But I can't. I can't, bro. Listen, I told her instantly.
No,
you
God
do that to be my
nickname. Right. Say, no gospel in sight. No, I don't even want it in the room. I don't even want you in it. If you got a Bible in the room, it's about to get real medieval in here. So you might as well take that.
let me say something to people today, because like so many people forgot. And I love D, man, because you know, D'll tell you, I can get emotional quick, but the one thing that I love, D, man, D has always reminded me, and I'm going to say this to you, my brother, and I appreciate you for being who you are, but one of the greatest tools that D has ever given me in life, when I was around him, since I've known him, you have given me a spirit of, man, fuck that dumb shit. And
that's
I appreciate
how I live,
it. Like, you got to have a friend. You gotta have at least one friend in your circle that's like, man, fuck that dumb shit, bro. Let's go get to the money. Let's go get to the pussy. Let's go get to the food.
That's it,
like,
man.
Fuck that dumb shit.
There ain't nothing that's gonna change, you know what I mean? You sit here, you crying about it. What the fuck is changing? You cry. That's it, man. Fuck it. Get up. Get your ass off your shoulder. Get on up. And let's get to it.
Cause like me, I'm
you
not gonna lie. We're gonna get into it later, but like this week, man, like I'm not gonna lie, like I got punched in the face. I held my breath for a second. Like I had to, you know, as the old folks say, I had to go into my prayer closet. But I did that. And so in doing so, I thought it would be beneficial to take you guys on a journey that I went on this week to kind of get myself back to being myself.
Listen,
so,
man, sometimes it be like that, man. Bible punch you in the face and you don't even know. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta be prepared.
It'll punch you in the face when you ain't even looking for it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And listen, bro, I was the same way. You know what I mean? I left one job, got down with a job that I did want. Then they switched up the position on me and told me I had to go take a fucking test.
Wow.
And I fucking failed the test.
Oh.
I was out of work for about a month. You feel me?
Mm. Mm.
Jump back. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I lost the job that Friday. That Sunday, went to church as I normally do. I ain't go today, but I normally go to church on Sundays. And I was filling out job applications in church. And
listen,
he was an angel too. You know what I'm saying? He just fell. You know what I'm saying? He just fell out of grace. But what I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying? Two of the three jobs that I wanted, I got one, and the other one I turned down because they don't want to pay me what I wanted.
Gotcha.
It's just on you, how you take it. Can't sit there with your ass on your shoulder. You gotta get the fuck up, man. There ain't nobody gonna fucking throw a pity party for you. You know what I'm saying?
It's
and I
crazy,
wasn't ready
man.
For that.
Man,
I wasn't
crazy.
Ready for it.
It's crazy. I'm gonna play a song. This song is actually the first song that I listened to this morning. This song right here is the song that took me out of my emotional despair this morning. So we're gonna take a quick commercial break. And we'll be right back after this quick commercial break, guys.
Man, production manager, go ahead and play the commercial because they're going to have me in here, my fellas. Go ahead and play the commercial.
Big Bap and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional-sized products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
You know, this month is wellness and health month. Because when you talk about wellness, it's overall health. And go ahead and bring D back in. And people think that because they do one thing good that it makes up for everything. And you can't just do one thing. And so with this month being Black History Month, not Black History Month, but Health and Wellness Month for Big Bap and Friends Show, I'm trying to get people to understand the importance of the total journey, your spirit, your food intake, what you put on your skin, what you put in your hair, what you put on your body. All of that matters. If you don't feel good, you can't go out and actually look good. And people say, that's not true. Go meet a depressed person. One of the earliest stages of depression is not taking a bath, not doing hygiene, not brushing your teeth, not getting out of the bed, not doing your hair. That's one of the biggest issues that people who suffer from depression and other things that keeps their spirit down that we don't talk about, especially in the Black community. We say stuff like, you ain't even got no stressful job like me. What the hell you got to be depressed for? Or we tell our kids, all you do is go to school. What you got to be in your feelings? And we're not healing. We're not healing our people no more. Like, we say that dumb shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And what they don't realize is we're hurting our people more than we're helping our people.
Right. I can understand where you're coming from with that. It's different, though.
Every situation is different, I could say. And I think we have to stop a little bit. We have to actually assess the situation. And I'll give you a perfect example. Like, all this week, I have attempted to smile. And I've gotten news on opposite ends of the spectrum on why I should have either been completely emotionally devastated or I should have been completely emotionally over the top.
Right.
Like, if we don't actually stop and talk to a person, if we don't actually stop and greet a person, if we don't actually stop and try to see life through someone else's eyes, like, one of the biggest reasons I don't like driving is because everybody gets behind the wheel and gets road rage, but most of the people with road rage are absolutely the worst fucking drivers on the road.
Nah, I can't say that.
I
get road rage a lot.
I'm not talking about you. But
some people, because people cut me off for no damn reason.
From a standpoint, most people leave the house. Say, for instance, I give you a perfect example. If you got to be to work at 9 o'clock, and it takes you 25 minutes to get to work. Most people leave the house at 8:30.
Right.
And I'm like, and then you're mad because you got stuck behind a school bus, you got stopped at a school zone, somebody cut you off in traffic, this, that, and the third. But had you left at 8 o'clock, you gave yourself some playroom. You prepared yourself to go through whatever it is that you may go through or whatever it is that may show up. But we as people have to start understanding that it's more than just getting out of the bed. It's more than just waking up. How do you treat the person next to you? We are raising our kids right now in a day and age where we don't even know our neighbors anymore. We don't talk to our neighbors. The neighbors stay over there. I stay over here. Don't say nothing to me. Don't say nothing to my kids. We are don't say nothing to me type generation right now. If I'm fucked up, let me be fucked up. My pride's not that high. My ego's not that big. Like, I'm a believer, and we can be checked. We can have an honest conversation or honest discussion. I picked up the phone this week, and I've apologized to two people from situations that's happened over 5 years ago. Not because I actually felt like I was wrong in the situation. I apologized because I never gave them a chance to explain to me how they felt. And I listened. I actually took in the information that they had to say. And the first one, I told the dude, I said, you're still a dumbass. I still don't agree with your opinion, and I hope you get hit by a bus soon.
You're a nut, man. You can't say that about
the
people, bro.
The second one, I was like, bro, I was wrong, and I apologize, and I humbly hope you accept my apology. I did not know the details, and when you add the details with me not knowing, and when I go back, was I wrong because I didn't know? No. But now that I know, was there a way that I could have handled that situation different? Abso-fucking-lutely.
It's always a different way to handle the situation, even if you got got all the details to a situation. Because you could be wrong in the situation, but you're still right. Right? But you're wrong in the situation because the person's not ready to receive it that way. They want you to side with them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you could be right in the situation, but you're still wrong.
And that's exactly where it was. Like, you know, at that time, with the limited information that I had, I was right at that moment. But once he explained and he got to show me and he got to explain, and I was so proud of him because he articulated. He used the words that he learned in the course of this time and expressed that clearly. And I told him, I said, here's the problem that I had with him. I said, effectively communicate with me. If you tell me what's going on, I can make a better decision. But if you expect for me to just know, understand, I'm going to make my decision based off of what I know and what I know about you. And once I deduce those two situations and you don't give me any other adequate information to go off of, what the fuck do you think any self-respecting person is going to do? They're going to make the best fucking decision that takes care of them and those that they're charged over.
Right.
That's the hope.
Right.
That is the hope. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. This song that I'm getting ready to play for y'all is personally one of my favorite songs. This song, whenever I'm doing stage or whenever I just want to be empowered, I want to just rule things that come into my life, this is one of the songs I always turn to. It's one of the most impactful and powerful songs. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
What you playing, Duda Brown?
Nope. Why raise the name of the Most High? The sun's up, man. The rich man's wealth is in the sea. Yeah. The destruction of the poor is in poverty. Lord. The destruction of your soul is vanity. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you listen? I prove my destiny. Yeah, I want to rule my destiny. Whoa, whoa.
stepping out on faith and doing something that she wanted to do. And it's just amazing to see people around you actually doing positive things for themselves. So shout out to Uppity Edibles. Thank you for not only starting your business, but also being a sponsor of my businesses. So again, Uppity Edibles, if you are going to be in South Florida over the next 2 weeks, you can definitely get anything that you want. Reach out to us. We'll put an order in. If you're going to be at Memorial Day Lust or Brunch, your VIP ticket will include the edibles, snack, dessert bar. So make sure you get your VIP ticket. I can't do nothing for you if you don't get the VIP ticket, because at the end of the day,
can I get my drink to the house?
Oh, bruh, listen, I could come up there and do you right now. I travel. I'm out here in these streets full time. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just saying, I'll pay for the shipping.
No, I ain't. Listen, first off, even though we legal, it is still not necessarily legal to ship certain products. And so I ain't doing no fair time for nobody for no interstate trafficking of nothing. Now, it's semi-legal. Like, it's crazy how they play the games, because, you know, like, black folks can't do all of that stuff, but we can do some stuff until, you know, we get all the documentation. So I'm playing within the limitations that they allow me to play in, and as they give me more freedom, I'll go bigger. But I ain't finna go to jail for nobody either. I'm a legal business, and I can legally do what I do, but what I'm not going to do is break the law. for me.
Man, you know, I try to support everything you do, man.
Hey, listen, and when I'm in the area, bro, you know I got you $100,000, and when it becomes completely legal, I will ship it to you. But until then, I don't.
It's cool because I don't dabble in that kind of life anyway. I don't smoke. I don't do edibles. I don't do none of that. So
he don't.
I
smoke.
Would just buy it.
He don't drink.
I don't.
He was supposed to stop. But
I drink. But I don't do edibles. I don't smoke weed no more, man. It's been a long time since I smoked weed. Matter of fact, I did take a half of a gummy. But that was way back in like August for my brother's birthday. I was fucked up.
Y'all look at me trying to be hopeful. All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all keep my girl Helen in your prayers, man. She dealing with some things, man. We never put people's personal business out here. If they want to tell you their personal business, that's on them. But keep our co-host Helen in your mind, a.k.a. Luciana, a.k.a. Lucy, if you're nasty. Like, keep that girl in your prayers. Also, man, I reached out to another one of our co-hosts for this show, man. You Say Fuck. Again, keep her in your prayers as well. She is recovering nicely from some surgeries that she had and some other family issues that she had going on as well. So just know, Big Bap and Friends show, as we go into season 4, you're going to see some reoccurring faces come back into the show. You know, don't act like you don't know their energy. Don't act like you don't know who they are. If you're new to the show, there are other members of the Big Bap and Friends show who will be back. But every now and then, you got to take some time off. You got to get your life in order. You got to get your affairs in order. Business will be there. And I tell people this all the time. When a job hires you, they hire you with the mindset that you are fucking replaceable. Don't think because you're the only person that know how to work that copy machine, you're not fireable. Bitch, they will throw that motherfucker
exactly.
in the trash with you and go get another one. They don't care.
And what they would do is, just to try to prove a point, they'll hire 3 other motherfuckers just to do your job.
Just to do your job. Just because they can prove to you you're no fucking body. And that's why people...
Not even that. They'll just add because you are overworked or you told them this is too much, and then they say, well, it's not. They'll look at you like, well, I can get another person to do it. They'll go and get another person. And what that other person, they don't understand is that one person will sit there and can't do the shit, and they gotta hire 2 more people just to do the one thing that you were doing. And then they call you back. And be like, whenever you feel like you want to come back, you know, it's a place of work here for you. You know how that
Yeah, I only play with them like that. All right, man, we got to get into our favorite part of this show, and y'all already know what it is. It is what day it is. So, man, it is several things up here, so we're going to get into it. So we're going to start off with the fun part. Today is, damn, I didn't know this. Well, we celebrated, so we did celebrate this one. But today is National Barbecue Day. The reason why I know this day is because of Memphis in May. If you don't know good barbecue, go to May for Memphis in May, eat down there, have some barbecue, and you're going to be great. And it's funny because I was looking at what Kev on Stage had put on. He put up something the other day. And I get Texas want to be great with their barbecue, but I'm sorry. Y'all do too much beef. And I'm sorry. I need other parts of meat other than just beef because, like, I'm sorry, beef take too long to digest. I don't really eat a lot of it because it's sitting in your system for too fucking long. But today is National Barbecue Day. Now, for us in our house, we had some barbecue ribs today. So if that's not what you eat and that's not what you like, so fucking what? So what, you want to be a vegetarian or a vegan? Bitch, barbecue some eggplant. Put some sauce on it. Enjoy your day. Don't let me tell you.
They do have some vegan barbecue. I don't
eat it. And it's fire. I've had some of the vegan barbecue. It's fire. But what I don't need the vegans to do is put pressure on me like I'm going to die tomorrow. Bitch, you can die from a car crash today. Leave me alone. Because they mean, like, vegans and vegetarians, the thing that I don't like about them is they want to tell you how to live. Bitch, didn't nobody tell you how to live when you were still eating cow? Leave us the fuck alone. They want to be all of a sudden they holier than now because they, I don't eat meat. Bitch, yes you do. You put dick in your mouth regularly. Anywho, let me move on. I'm trying to be good. I'm going to move on. All right, today is also National Do Something Good for Your Neighbor Day. Fuck them niggas, bro. I tried to give them the most wholesomest show I could start off with. But, man, fuck some of them neighbors, man. Like, some neighbors can literally kiss my entire black ass. There are some other neighbors I'm like, bro, I will cut you. You ever have neighbors that's so good and so cool, like you cut your yard, and you like, you know what? Just because they cool, I'm going to go ahead and knock up their front yard real quick, too. I've had a couple of those neighbors. Like,
I don't know about that. I don't even like cutting my own shit. So you think I'm going to cut somebody else's shit?
I've had some good neighbors. Like, they done showed up. Like, I had one neighbor one time. He was like, bro, I don't know if you left the house for a couple of days. So I went grocery shopping. So I bought you a couple of things. And he was like, what? He's like, I didn't know if you were still working. So when I went grocery shopping, I got you like $50 worth of groceries for your house. These are all the things you told me you liked before. Like, I was inclined to do something nice for the man. I mean, how many people actually go to the grocery store and be like, I'm going to buy you some shit for your house? And on top of this, they weren't even white. They was black.
Right.
Because, you know, that's what white folks to do. Niggas ain't for to do that shit. Niggas ain't for to take shit off their plate to help you.
It depends.
I don't know none of them niggas, D.
Now, I got my goddamn neighbor. Oh, man. See, look, the crazy thing about it is we've been living here, let's go, 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, her boyfriend that she got now. This dude is super cool. I thought he was racist for a second. But he was super cool. Because he got the little bike, you know, he got the little biker swag to him, you know what I'm saying, white dude. But he's super cool. Now, mind you, as much as I lived here, I've had about, not even, I can't even say a conversation with the lady. I can say I've probably had about 3 words said to this lady. And since he been around, she still ain't said nothing. Me and this dude talk damn near regularly, every time. Hey, what's going on? How you doing? The man was over there one time. He was shoveling snow out of my driveway. We shared like a side driveway, but he shoveled the snow and then threw some salt down. Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? And then knocked out some of the snow that was in front of my house, in front of my driveway. And I'm like, wow. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, bet. So what could I do? So next time it snowed, well, he knocked out. And I knocked out some of his joint. He looked at me, he said, are you all right? I said, yeah, I'm good. He said, all right, bet. Thank you, man. I didn't even notice it like that, man, until I seen it. I even threw some salt down on his shit. So that's what it was, you know what I mean, me and him. But his old lady was sitting right there while me and him was having that conversation. She didn't say 2 words.
Wow.
This dude only been living there, I want to say, is probably going on a year, but probably 6 months.
Oh, wow. All right, guys, we got to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and finish up what day it is, and we're going to do birthdays. But we're going to be right back with a quick commercial break. This song that I'm getting ready to bring to you guys, this song right here is just personal. because whenever I go through something, whenever I'm dealing with something, whenever I'm trying to recover from something, after I go through what it is that I go through, one of the very first songs that I ever, that I really try to play is this song. This song right here is special to my family for various reasons, but enjoy. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Okay.
I ain't gonna have y'all in here crying. We're gonna get back to what day it is and finish up the last of the birthdays so we can get and bring in this dude, man. I want to bring in this dude. I love this dude. There's not a lot of men that I say I love. Dwayne is one of the few men out there that I can say I love. Me and Dwayne have a great relationship. He's an asshole. I'm an asshole. It's understood.
Don't be putting me out there like that, man.
It's okay, though. I, I,
I respect you for being the dude that you're going to be in my life. I respect it wholeheartedly. So many people try to act like you got to be somebody new, different, and or special, and I don't require that. All right, so let's finish up some of these days so we can do birthdays, because I want to get this guy on the line, because I want to interview this wonderful man. I can't give him enough accolades, so let's get to what we need to do. All right, so we have National Love a Tree Day. Bitch, fuck that. I like trees, but I'm not going to go love on them. That's somebody else. Now, this next one I can get with. I'm already snapping like I'm at a poetry event. Today is National Mimosa Day. I am all about the brunch and the mimosas. If you've ever had breakfast with me at my house, I have probably served you a mimosa at least once. I'm a believer in getting you fucked up for breakfast, lunch, and or dinner. Let's see. We have National Piercings Day. Now, I don't really care about a lot of piercings, but if you know Bap, if you've been my friend for a long time, I have a fetish. Everybody has their own fetishes. My fetish is nipple piercing. I love them. I have been infatuated with them all my life. When I meet people who have nipple piercings or who want to get them, I like to have conversations with them because I like to understand why they do it. One of the things that I want to do, and I told the wife, I want to actually start a piercing and tattoo magazine just because. Because I think people should be able to express themselves and get it out of the way. So if you see all of a sudden that I have my own magazine line later with nipple piercings and body tattoos, don't judge me. Judge your mama. It's what I like. Okay, we're going to keep moving. Today is also National Sea Monkey Day. Hey, Dwayne, it's your day. We got you, baby. You right there.
Hey, I'm good. I love it.
We also have National Biographers Day. We also have Honor Our – okay, that ain't got nothing to do with me. So we Honor Our LGBT Elders Day. I didn't even know that was a such thing. Y'all going to have to explain to me what the fuck an elder – like, I think somebody be just creating shit like LGBT Elders Day. So what, because you've been gay longer than somebody, that made you special?
Listen. That was just going through my mind when you said that shit. I said, "You leave me. I'm sorry to the whatever you are that you're listening. I don't know how to address you."
I ain't trying to be mean or disrespectful. I don't get it. And please don't try to inbox me and try to explain it to me, because all I'm gonna give you is an okay and keep moving. Like, I really don't give no fuck. Like, don't think like, oh, you feel right. Some type of way, you gotta know it. No, I don't. I'm not in that community.
Let's put it like this. If today is their founder's day, I'm gonna start a position for tomorrow, hetero day, founder's day. I'll be the president.
On that note, we're gonna keep playing. We're gonna keep on moving. Today is also Take Your Parents to the Playground Day. What the fuck ever. I'm not taking my parents to the playground. Like,
I get slapped in the face for even suggesting.
Right. Listen, that was definitely not a day that black folks created. Ooh, mama, come on, I'm going to take you to the playground. Bitch, if you're going to take your dumb ass to sit down somewhere.
My thoughts would be like, this. All right, I know another playground we can go to.
You know what, see, your dad, that's why he's your daddy. That is exactly why he's your daddy. You're nasty.
He took me to one in North Carolina.
I don't even want to know. Don't talk about my great state. Leave my great state alone.
I was down in Winston-Salem, bro.
Oh, ain't no, listen, if you was in Winston-Salem, nigga, ain't no telling what you would have did, bro. Listen.
It was a nice time. Let's put it like that.
They get down in Winston-Salem. Real thugs get down on the floor and stop being trying to be good. Okay, if you missed Saturday was Peace Offers Memorial Day. Yesterday was also National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Yesterday was also National Nylon Stocking Day. I didn't even know people still wore nylon stockings. Also, we had National Armed Forces Day yesterday. And then we also had National Learn How to Swim Day. Black folks, learn how to swim. Like, I'd be mad. They'd be like, ooh, I want to go to the beach. And then you take black folks to the beach, and then they're like, but I'm going to just sit on the beach because I can't swim. Bitch, what the fuck we come to the beach for?
I don't like the beach. Let's put it like this. I can swim. But I don't like the beach. I grew up going to the beach. I hate the beach because I hate the sand. So, and one of my first jobs ever was working on the beach. And I know what goes on the beach. It's not a good thing.
I don't even want you to discuss.
It's a lot of things you find
on
in the sand. It's a lot of things put it like that. It ain't
yeah.
Money.
All right, we got to knock out birthdays real quick because after that we're going to take a quick commercial break after we do birthdays. And we are going to bring in Mr. Josh himself when we come back. Real name Joshua, but I like to call him Josh because I just feel like it should, you know, that's what I feel like calling him. But birthdays, we have Ralph Transvet, Special Ed, John Sally, Janet Jackson. Okay, you know what? This is the weird day birthday because every last one of the motherfuckers I just named is kind of weird a little bit. Like, I didn't say nobody on this list. If you know any of these celebrities on this list, Ralph Transvet, Special Ed, John Sally and Janet Jackson, all of them are extremely eclectic in a certain type of way. You don't have
you
to like
cold,
it,
Ralph.
But I'm just saying. So if you were born on
Ralph
basic,
eclectic.
Yeah, eclectic. That's the word I'm gonna go with, eclectic, because there's a lot of other words I could have used there, but I'm gonna put eclectic there. I think that's the best word I can put right there, eclectic. So yeah, happy birthday to those guys. Yesterday was my grandmother's birthday. She turned 81. Happy birthday to Lena Graham. If you know my grandmother, please go to my grandmother and give her a shout out, a happy belated. My nephew's birthday is just I had several nephews' birthdays who are this week as well. So if you know any of my family members, just really go down my timeline and just be like, hey, if you related to him on his mama's side, your birthday might be this month. It's a lot of them. Maybe. A lot of my families are tourists. So, because they're like, oh, you don't call us to say happy birthday. Bitch, I gave y'all a blanket family birthday on the first day of April. So that should cover y'all all the way to May 20th. Fuck y'all. Ain't nobody got time for it. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick, and when I say quick commercial break, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we are going to be on with none other than Mr. Joshua himself. So we will be right back after this quick commercial break.
Not a moment to turn. The word I have said.
Tonight, I'm not going to give y'all my usual slogan. Just if you need good food, want good food, like good food, come see your boy. I ain't going to give y'all the extra dirty version because we're getting ready to bring my boy Josh on, man. And I want to talk to this gentleman. And we're going to turn up. So we're going to turn up. Josh, welcome to the show. Let's do this thing. This is your boy Big Bap. So let's do this, man. It's Josh and Big Bap live.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on. How you doing, brother?
Man, I am excited to have you here, man. First off, for those of you guys who don't know who this is personal trainer extraordinaire Joshua Mosley. Like, I don't want to cheat him out of who he is and what he does. So first off, let's give him the credit of what he actually does. Because he's great at what he does. And so,
I appreciate
it. Without further ado, Mr. Joshua Mosley, welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show.
Oh, man, I appreciate the introduction, man. That's a lot, man. I just enjoy what I do. I enjoy helping people, you know, reach their goals through health and fitness and stuff like that. So, I started out, you know, early on into fitness and getting into it. So now I'm just kind of just trying to spread the love.
What got you into fitness? What made you realize that fitness was your niche?
Man, I guess it just kind of started out as a kid. I know, you know, we all got like little insecurities and stuff like that. So I was always the skinny kid on the playground and stuff like that. So, you know, I kind of hit working out, you know, relatively early and stuff like that. Got more into like military style type of working out when I got into high school and after high school. And then just kind of found a passion for helping people. Once I graduated, started helping out a couple of high school friends, kind of get into the military and kind of reach their fitness goals. And it just kind of just snowballed from there from one person to two to three to now, you know, I'm helping, you know, at least hundreds of people on a daily basis kind of reach their goals. So it's definitely been a long time coming. And the passion just kind of started from that skinny kid working out while watching cartoons in his house.
Man, I love that, man. Because when you go into your fitness studio, and I say fitness studio, I don't think it's a gym. I think you have more of a fitness studio. Am I correct?
Yeah. Okay. That would definitely describe it a little bit more as a studio.
Okay, because I don't try to disrespect anyone's brand. I like to try to give it the essence of what it is. But when you go, mm-hmm. when you come into your fitness studio, and I've been there, and I'm only saying this for the listeners. But when you go into your fitness studio, what's the energy that you want to give off to people when they come in? Because I feel it, but you explain it so they can understand it from you.
It's kind of funny you say that, and it's kind of one thing that gets mentioned quite often, just from, you know, even people walking into the gym for the very first time. But to kind of answer the question is more of like a family vibe, a real family type of atmosphere. Kind of at my gym, we kind of get people from all walks of life, all denominations of life and stuff like that. But we all treat each other kind of like a family, and everyone's, you know, welcomed, and you come and work out. We all got one common goal, and that's to be, you know, healthy and move towards wellness. So that family vibe is something we kind of carry at all our gyms across the board, right, at this one in Davie, and then at our other locations, Taylor Fitness as well.
Oh, okay, so you have multiple locations. See, I like when I find out stuff about my people as I interview them, because I don't get in people's personal life. I don't mm-hmm. care about people's personal life to say, but I love when I'm interviewing people and I get to hear more details about what they're actually doing. So for your actual fitness location, so for anyone who's listening locally, can you give them the address of those two locations so they know how to get in contact with you?
Yeah, man, definitely. There's actually three locations. So our total brand is called Taylor Fitness, right? And I guess our headquarters is kind of stationed in Lauderhill, Florida. It's off of University and Oakland Park Boulevard. It's literally right next to a Walmart. And then we have a second location up in Miramar, Florida. That was on University Drive in Pembroke Pines. It's on like Pembroke Pine. I won't say Miramar Parkway and University. We own a smoothie shop right next to that. So if you're looking for smoothies with the workout, you can hit both. That's 123 Smoothie. And then our last location, which is the one I run, it's in Davie, Florida. This is a franchise that we picked up along the way, and it's called Blitz 45. This was off Sterling and University Drive. So if you live anywhere on University Drive, you can kind of hit us up. We'll be able to take care of you.
Man, look at my dog doing it big, man. Like I'm proud of you, man, because, like, what people don't realize is when we talk about fitness, people, how, as a person who not just works out, but how much mm-hmm. is fitness important to the overall health of the body? Because I know people say, oh, you got to work out to live and you got to do this. But because you do this for a living, some people think it's bias. But how mm-hmm. important is fitness to your everyday mm-hmm. lifestyle?
Oh, man, it's definitely extremely important. I would say it ties into a lot of the things that you do in life, you know, to kind of be successful, you know, on your fitness journey. You know, you kind of got to be doing everything else right. You know, you got to be, you know, stress-free. So you got to be able to manage your stress well. You got to be able to eat right and sleep. So all those things tie into your fitness. And when you get all those things aligned and you're still getting on your fitness, it's kind of helping you in every other area of your life when you're on your fitness journey, if that makes sense. And to kind of piggyback off on that first question too, you know, this thing we got going is a huge team effort. You know what I mean? I kind of walked into a couple of guys, you know, we're all black, it's a black-owned business, a couple of guys that just were already doing something stellar, and I brought something stellar to what was going on, and we're just building an empire of kind of helping people see, you know, why fitness is important in their life. So, you know, that second question you asked was very good in kind of helping people see, you know, it's not just going to help you, you know, look good, feel good, be sexy out on the beach. You know, you're going to every other aspect of your life too, your job, your fitness, your family, X, Y, and Z.
You know, because when I went into your gym or the fitness studio, when I walked in, I'm not gonna lie, never met you before at that time. Walked in, and mm-hmm. the energy that just came off the gym, like, I need people to understand this. I'm not a big going into a gym person, and I already know when. You know, anybody who will tell you, if they say, hey, listen, hey, you need to approach that guy about going into the gym, the first thing mm-hmm. anyone is going to tell you, you're not going to sell him and convince him to come in your gym and work out. But what I can say from sitting in your gym, from being around you, from being around your classes when you teach, having my daughter in the atmosphere, that's a location that I would recommend every single time to someone who needs to go work out. And here's why. Not only is the energy great, but the individual attention that you put into each of your clients. And I say it like this because here's why. When a lot of people think of personal trainers or fitness instructors or whatever, they usually think of, especially when you say men, they usually think of the creepy guy, the guy who wants to be inappropriate, weird touching, whatever, whatever. And when you walk into the gym, the first thing that I noticed about you is everyone's personal space matters. The way you interact with your clients, the way you ensure that, hey, I'm getting ready to, you know, like I do a lot of things where it's hands-on. So it's like you let them know, hey, I'm getting ready to touch you, and this is where I'm going to touch you. And you build that rapport so then as it goes on, they're comfortable with you. You don't see that in a lot of places. It's a lot of places where it's like, oh, you coming to the gym, you're going to get this, and I'm going to damn near put my dick in your ear just because you want to lift weights and things. It's such a respectful. Where did you get that mannerism? What part of your life just made that click for you? Because some people don't get it.
Oh man, I think it's time in the game and doing it for the right reasons, to be honest with you. You know, you're working in a situation as a guy where you work around women all day and stuff like that. So if you want to be if you want to last in this fitness game long term in any job really, you got to have, you know, that discipline to some degree and treat them with that comfortability that they need to continue to train. Oddly enough, I picked up a client 2 weeks ago that, you know, she left another trainer in the area two trainers in the area, literally because, you know, they were a little too close behind them while they were squatting. Just the same typical stuff that, you know, you kind of run into. You know, a lot of guys hop into personal training for the wrong reason, but I can say, you know, any guy that you see walking around for quite some time under his belt, he kind of understands how to treat, you know, women while you're training them. And that's guys too. So for me, it kind of just developed, really, I want to say from my grandmother, just being raised with my grandma, just getting respect from women, being a gentleman in that sense. And it kind of just carries over into personal training, and that just kind of helped that way, you know what I mean?
Got you. So, When you look at yourself as a personal trainer, and you're also a father, correct?
Yes, I am. My daughter is a year and 6 months now.
So when you look at juggling the personal training and the fitness, and then also being, you know, an entrepreneur with that, because there's other things that go into it, because you're not just training people, you're also building mm-hmm. a brand here with what you do. How do you juggle mm-hmm. that with your personal life? Well, how has that journey been for you within just the last year dealing with COVID? Because I know that impacted you very much so.
Man, I gotta say, that was probably one of the challenging parts of my adult life. Right when I, you know, found out I was having a kid, who was in the middle of starting this business and building a franchise, and obviously COVID hit, and we lost members and stuff like that. But I can honestly attribute that to kind of a really good, you know, support system. People around me were really helpful and beneficial, and everyone played their part in, you know, you know, people always know me for being ambitious and being a hustler, so I always, you know, make sure to always carry my weight and whatever I needed to do. But it was definitely a combination of teamwork, working with everybody, being creative, working with my family, working with just everybody in general to kind of do what I need to do, make sure my daughter was safe and sound, make sure the gym was running. And by no means was it easy. There was a lot of bumps in the road. But I got to attribute to the people around me that made it happen.
All right, Mr. Josh, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to finish part two of this interview and wrap up the interview. But thank you. We're going to place you on a quick hold. Y'all will be right back after this quick commercial break.
Oh,
Joshua Mosley. Josh, as we go into this second part, can you give the people just a couple of ways through social media that they can reach out to you? Whether, you know, because we do have listeners that may not be in Florida who may want to reach out to you for some personal training advice, different things that they're doing or working on that can help benefit what they're trying to do. So just give them, you know, maybe your Instagram or Snapchat or whatever it is that you use to reach the masses out there.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'll give them a quick three. Mine is Keep Grinding Moles, right? It's all one thing. That's my Instagram handle. And to kind of check out, you know, both of our gyms, the first one is Blitz 45 Fitness Daisy, right? All one word again. And then the other was Team Tailored Fitness, right? A lot of vibes there, soca vibes, dancing, good music. You can't go wrong. We're hitting up either three.
Okay, man, definitely hit my boy up. If you are listening to the show on DJ's Roundtable, our production manager right now is going to be putting those informations out. So if you are following us, you will be able to go to DJ's Roundtable right now, and that information is already out there for you. So please make sure you reach out to this man, because when I tell you, I met him, because I want to give you guys now a little personal insight now. I wanted to get him out there, but let me give you guys a little personal insight. I didn't personally know Josh until, a few months ago? Within, like, what, the last 2 months, personally?
Yep, pretty much.
But him and my wife have had a relationship for a number of years. Great, great relationship. He's been her fitness instructor through her journey of weight loss, weight gain, pregnancy, depression, just everything that she's gone through in life. From a fitness person and a friend, he's been there for her. And so for me, it was imperative that I meet him. I didn't want to meet him because, oh, you know, he's a gym rat and blah, blah, blah. That, none of that mattered to me. I cared about the person that he showed up to be, because everything that I heard about him was positive. Everything that he showed was positive. And what people don't understand, when you make that statement, that's not to say that his life is not full with issues. That doesn't mean that things doesn't happen in his life. That doesn't mean he doesn't have down moments. Hell, the man's a father, so he got shit going on all the time. Kids don't care about our personal life. They don't care. if he's tired, his daughter don't care. If he hungry, his daughter don't care. If he's sleepy, his daughter don't care. She want what she want, when she want, how she want it. That's kids. But it was his
dedication. Thank God for her mother, boy.
Oh, man, listen, any good, if you listen to me right now, I want y'all to hear this. Ladies, if you got a man sitting next to you or you got a man around you, you could tell him Josh and Donald said this. Any man who works extremely hard, has a good team and a solid woman behind them, even if they're not in a relationship. And people miss that last part. They think that you have to be sleeping with someone to have a great relationship. The impact of this man's words, actions, and deeds on my wife is more powerful sometimes than what they actually do in the gym. That's why I wanted to interview this young man. Had nothing to do really with what he does as a profession. He's great at what he does as a profession. But the wisdom that he's imparted into just my wife alone is commendable, because she's a Pisces and she's stubborn and she's frustrating and she's committed and she's decommitted all at the same time.
That was to the T, man.
Listen, I know her. You ain't got to tell me. I live with her.
Oh.
But your patience, your understanding, your willingness to to go the extra mile. There are so many business owners out there that don't put in the personal sacrifice that I think it requires to have a great business model. And I see that with you. And I'm honored and I'm proud that she found you. I don't know how she found you. I really don't care. But I'm happy that she found you to help her with her physical journey. Because people don't realize you got to eat right. You got to be spiritually clean. You got to be emotionally clean. There are so many different cleansings that we need to do to our body. And if we don't get the right people with us to help us on that journey, we're going to fail miserably. And I'm happy that she found someone that she trusts. And I can honestly say without a shadow of a doubt that I'm happy that she found you.
Hey, man, I gotta really say, man, I really appreciate the kind words, man. It sounds, corny that I try to be myself and just try to kind of, learn whatever I learned and kind of pass it along. But I got to say, I really appreciate you having me on and just, giving me these kind words and help spreading the love and spreading the business, man. You didn't have to do that, and I really appreciate that. We really need that a lot more in our community nowadays. That's what's up.
It's what it's about, man. As we come out of COVID, this is one of the things. This is my new mission. As we come out of COVID, I want each brother and sister, and I say this because this is not a race statement. This is not a color statement. I want each brother and sister every day, every week, every month, find someone and help pull them to a better life. You can't do it for them, but you can try to reach them where they are. And that's all you did. You reached her where she was. Even now, as she's getting back into her fitness journey after having a child, after taking almost 2 years off from doing any form of physical fitness, really, to get back in there, you put a plan together that was specific and personal to her, with not only her dietary needs, but also her medical needs in place. A lot of people don't do that. I know people in the gym right now who don't care that a person has physical ailments due to medical issues and have them out there doing every type of exercise under the sun. And when she came back, because when she came back to me, she says, well, this is going to be my modified workout. I said, your modified workout? She was like, yeah, he has this schedule that he does for everybody, but he modified it for me based off of my needs so I can still get in shape and I can still reach my goals, but I don't hurt myself in the process. Do you know how many people don't think like that? And they have gyms.
And that's the crazy part.
They are in charge of people's lives.
Yeah,
and so that's what I said. I'm humble, man. It's great when you get to bring a quality man to the fold. And I interview so many women. I got another woman I think on Wednesday. She has a fitness up in West Palm Beach. So there's tons of people who do fitness, but I like people who do it for the right reason. So I'm going to do something that I usually don't do on this show. And we always have a theme, and we always have a reason to do something. But in February of 2022, we're going to be putting together one of my favorite events. And this event is not personally my event. It's my wife's event.
Mm-hmm.
But she puts me in charge of it. But I am going to do this now. She doesn't know anything about this. This is me being me. I am going to invite you to be one of our guest presenters for Body Empowerment 2022.
Wow. That's what's up, man. I'll be there.
And the focus is wellness. However you want to present it, however you want to talk about it, it's on you. And it's called the topic of next year's Body Empowerment is going to be life through dance and rhythm. And I already know you do that because you do a lot of musical stuff when you do your fitness studio. So I know you'll put something together and you'll be wonderful with that. But I'm enamored with you from a personal standpoint. But I hope that in your journey, you continue to do it, not exactly like you're doing, but continue to get better,
continue to reach people, and continue to just be the humble young man that you presented yourself to me.
Hey, man, I got nothing but words of appreciation for you, man. Again, thank you for having me on. Thank you for spreading the love. And I look forward to continue working with you guys, man.
All right, y'all. So y'all know we at the end of the show, man. Joshua, thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Hey, man, thank you guys for having me. Thank everybody for listening. Hey, man, I hope you guys have a good night.
Oh, no. You don't get off the hook that easy because we have a rule on this show.
Yeah.
You don't get off that easy. All right, so we have one rule on this show, and the rule for this show is before we leave, you have to give the people a word of the day. So it doesn't matter what the word is. You can give one word. You can give a statement. You can give a message. You can give whatever. But I ask people to give it from a place that it means something to them so we can impart positive wisdom on the people. So whatever it is you want to give the people, give the listening audience a positive word of the day.
I guess it's the first phrase that came to mind is, you know, something I will say, you know, every day is never say I can't. And, you know, any client in my gym know not to say the word can't in my general vicinity. So, you know, don't say I can't. Don't limit yourself. You know, the sky isn't the limit. You can shoot even higher than that. You know what I mean? You just got to take the progressive steps, just put the plan in place, and just work the plan. But never say I can't.
All right, man. Thank you, Josh. We're going to go ahead and let you go. If you want to stay on for the rest of the show and ride out with us, you can. We got about 15 minutes left. We're going to take a quick, when I say quick, this is going to be a very quick commercial break. And then we come back, it's going to be me and Dee to wrap up the show. But, Josh, thank you for coming through. Guys, go support Blitz. Go support Taylor Fitness. Go find him on social media. If you need him to travel, get in that man's inbox. Reach out to him. Have him come show you everything that you need to do because he is one of the best personal trainers, personal fitness guys that is out there. Josh, again, we thank you, and we'll talk to you very soon, my brother.
Hey, thank you, big dog. Talk to you later, man. I'm still listening.
All right.
See, I've been watching you for a while, your smiling style. I don't know if I can be with you for the night, alright? Is that alright, baby? There is only one for me. You have made the part.
All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel, let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so. Oh, don't deny what you feel, let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so.
Man, we are back. It's me and D in the building as we get ready to wrap up this show tonight, man. D, thank you for coming through and hanging out with your boy Big Bap tonight, player.
Anytime, bro. Anytime.
Man, we're gonna have to get into some crunk stuff on Wednesday. Listen, I'm telling you right now, it's Wednesday show ain't gonna be nothing but booty cheeks in the air. So don't come to the show on Wednesday because y'all gonna get the same energy y'all got tonight. Tonight was soulful Sunday. I had an emotional week, so I had to get my emotions off of me, and I just felt like the best person to get these emotions to was y'all. But come Wednesday, listen, if I just go ahead and put on your booty shorts, your biker shorts, your thongs, whatever it is that you feel comfortable in to shake your booty. Then go get in your mirror and shake your booty on Wednesday because we're going to bring it to you. We're going to be live. We're going to be raw. The show might be a little nasty. You might not want to let your mama listen to the show on Wednesday. It's going to be for the adults and the adults only. But, Dave, you know how we do it, man. Before we get up out of here, you know we got to give these people a good word.
My word of the day is comply.
Oh.
Just comply. Just comply. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, we know what it is, man. It's a lot of people getting killed by police. It's a lot of random bullshit going on in your life. But sometimes if you just comply, it wouldn't happen. Just comply. All right.
Man, I appreciate you coming through, my bro.
Always. Whenever, man. Whenever you need me, man.
My word of the night, guys, is don't give up on yourself. In so many ways, in so many instances, in so many times, we have the opportunity to be absolutely great. Absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely wonderful. And we let situations, we let people, we let friends, we let family, we let jobs, we let the fucking milkman, whatever it is, get in our way, and we give up on ourselves. We fail to finish school. We fail to finish a certification. We fail to want to get out of the bed. We fail in so many things because we give up on ourselves. If nothing, if you have a dream, regardless of what everybody else is saying around you, still go after it. It's okay. Even if you failed the first time, it's okay to dust yourself off and do it again. But don't give up on yourself. Don't quit. Don't let people tell you you can't amass whatever it is that you have decided to amass in your life. Because they say so.
They are not the final decision maker. They are not the final holder, and they are not the authority of all things that is your life. Whether you believe in God, Buddha, Allah, Jah, whatever term you want to give, whatever it is that you believe in, as long as you believe in that and also believe in yourself, anything and everything is possible. But you got to believe in yourself. You got to not give up on yourself. You got to look at those people who are doubting everything that it is that you do, and you have to know that they are not the end-all, be-all. The moment that resonates in your core, the moment that is everything that you stand for, you'll be great. You will be happy. You will be wonderful. So I love y'all. Appreciate y'all. I'll holla. Enjoy this last song.
Thank you.